And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Nice to have an introduction like that, even if it's not true, amen? And it's good to see you, some familiar faces. It's embarrassing when you get to my age, young people come and say, hi, Brother Anger, and I'm thinking, where did we meet? Is it Parramatta Jail or somewhere? Because I haven't got a clue who you are, amen? You're somebody's kid that knows me. That's basically what it boils down to. And I'm just glad to be with you. I flew in from Burma yesterday. I made 4 aeroplane trips to get here, so my legs are a little bit shaky coming up those stairs there. And if I fall off or speak in tongues, you know why it's happening. Amen? I'm still recovering. So I woke up this morning. There's 2 rooms in my motel room. I walked in the second room and still didn't know where I was. I had to think now, the toilet's somewhere, amen? I don't know why people call it a restroom. Maybe you have to walk a long way to get there, but I couldn't find it. So just glad to be here and spend some time with you. Thank you for the invitation. And it's a wonderful thing to be here in Melbourne. It's been a while since I was here to be at a conference. If you have your Bibles, please go to the book of John. The book of John, and I want to speak to you about conquering the world. That's pretty general, isn't it? Amen? You know something, when people have a theme, if you think long enough, you can always make your message fit. Amen? Doesn't matter what the theme is, you make it fit somehow. So I've got a Webster's Dictionary out and looked up the word conquer first, and then I figured it out. Conquer the world, amen? Well, no, the message isn't called that. But anyway, praise the Lord. Look at chapter 4, if you would, in the book of John. And there are many messages preached on this chapter because it does talk somewhat of the Great Commission. But I want to say to you that in this chapter, you will see some unusual characteristics of the Lord Jesus and some frightening characteristics of the disciples. They were not a perfect bunch of men. You can count on that. Amen? They were not. And the Lord Jesus had a lot of work to do with them. I think that's why he travelled with them. It was called the Baptist Mobile Bible College. Amen? Because he had to constantly have little conversations with 1 or 2 or 3 of them on the side of the road, while the others kept going. It was a constant thing. And the Lord Jesus only had just the 12 guys with him, so he had plenty of time to work with them. And even after all the time that they spent together, when he left them, they went straight back to fishing. It's quite amazing. Quite amazing. So give it a bit of thought when your college students come out of college. Don't panic if they go back to fishing for a moment. Amen? They're not perfect yet. They've just had a lot of learning, but they haven't taken it all in yet and put it all together yet. And so they think they know everything when they come out, but really they know less than what they started with. All right? They're trying to figure it all out, and sometimes they get a big head and it doesn't fit on their small shoulders, amen? So when they come out, give them a chance to put it all together. Conquering the world. I want you to look at chapter 4, verse 34, just to give you a background picture here. Jesus said unto them, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work." The Lord Jesus was always very direct when he spoke to people. He didn't mess around. He didn't make long sentences. He said, "My work is this, and this is my time frame." And I wish we had that in our own lives. I wish we had a time frame to get things done. Of course, we don't know when we're going to be leaving. And most of us here will not be leaving in the sense of dying. We'll be leaving while we're still alive. You with me? And so you better get your time frame together. You better start saying, well, in my life, I accomplished this much. And if you had to write down this morning the impact that you've made anywhere in the world in your lifetime, what would it say? What impact have you made? How many bits of paper would you need? Most of us would just need a little piece this big, amen? Nothing. Hello? Stay awake with me now. I'm going to get ugly, amen? That's why I'm called anger. Now, chapter 4. The Lord Jesus said, while you're busy trying to get me something to eat, I want to tell you what I'm supposed to be doing. And this is what I intend to finish. And we should be intending to finish what we're sent to do. I almost said finish what we started, but none of us do, amen? So finish what God intended us to do. And he made it very clear, and they didn't get it, and they asked him this question twice. Has any man given him something to eat? So that's what's on the mind of the disciples in this passage. Not on the mind of Jesus. He said, I have different meat. All right? I have different meat, different hamburgers than what you eat. Now, remember we're talking about a place called Samaria. That's what we're talking about here. The Samaritans needed to be conquered. These were an ugly people. These were people that nobody liked. But Jesus said, at the beginning of the chapter, Jesus said, I must go through Samaria. And that little word must is a little word we ought to use sometimes. I must do this to accomplish that. What must you do? I must. And so the Lord Jesus said, that's where we're going. And then he said some further things, but we're going to just think about this for a moment. He was talking about the harvest. And as we look at verse 35, he said, say not ye. A little kid once asked me, he said, what does that mean, Brother Anger? And I said, in our terminology, don't say that. Don't say that. And your mother and father kept telling you that. Don't do that. Don't say that. Don't go there. Didn't they? And Jesus said, don't say this. There are yet 4 months, and then cometh the harvest. Young people, you better wake up. There are more important things than an Apple phone in this life. Amen. Are you with me? Quit playing with toys and grow up and wake up instead of sitting in a tent for 3 nights so you're the first into the store. Wake up. There are things you must do. There are places you must go. There's an impact you have to make. And unfortunately, we're still stuck in cyberspace. That's not where Jesus is going to be picking you up. He's picking you up here, not there. And so we start to grow up now and start to realize that your time is nearly up. 3 months ago, our government here in Australia announced